Corey Harback with BGM01, and that is his score for a game called Bulletrina, which I have never heard of before I was looking for music for the show, and that song slaps really hard, so I think we're all going to have to probably check out Bulletrina by going to whimsicade.itch.io/Bulletrina. Obviously, I will include a link to check it out, and we can all talk about it next week together. All right, so the thing I wanted to read a little bit about there, so I'm not super up on the local politics of places that I don't live, and that's perhaps a blind spot to me. But while I was looking for artists from Kamloops, I found a song about the mayor, which I am going to play later in this song or in this show. So we'll get to that. And reading the lyrics, I wondered, whoa, what is the story with this mayor? Or I assume former mayor? No, current mayor. So we're going to talk about Reed Hamer Jackson, who is the current mayor of Kamloops and a former car dealer, apparently. So I'm going to read stuff here from the Tyee, from CBC. Those are going to be my two sources for this. I'm going to do the CBC one first because it's the most recent piece. From April 16th, 2026, numerous codes of conduct complaints filed against Mayor Reed Hamer Jackson, who has feuded with council. An external investigation found that he bullied and intimidated staff. So, Kamloops Mayor Reed Hamer Jackson, again, this reporting from CBC News, and there is not a author listed, so I apologize for that, but I'll get to that. Kamloops Mayor Reed Hamer Jackson has been found to have breached the city's code of conduct for the fifth time. A new investigation report released by the city finds that he bullied staff and breached their privacy by sharing personal information. No mayor should treat their staff in this manner, and the mayor owes his staff an unqualified apology, said the investigator Reese Harding in the report dated for February 2026. So let's get into what happened. So this is, like you said, the fifth time a code of conduct complaint has been made against Hamer Jackson that has been substantiated. Dale Bass filed the complaint saying the mayor had breached the code of conduct by sending abusive content to staff and breaching their privacy. Apparently, this guy has been combative with council, but it was recommended that the mayor issue three letters of apology to the staff involved, and if he failed to do so, reduce his pay by 5% for the rest of his term as mayor. This dude is still the mayor. That's bananas. Harding said that he was unable to receive a substantive response from Hamer Jackson so he concluded the investigation without his participation. At one point, when trying to reach the mayor, a colleague of Harding sent the mayor a 57-page letter with detailed information about the complaint and gave him the opportunity to respond. The mayor responded 20 minutes after and said, "Please just do your report and send to your same jury, brackets, counselors. Thanks." So clearly this guy is not that interested in participating. I am a little bit disappointed that there's not a bit more information in this piece by the CBC, but it's, I think, worthwhile to note that this is his fifth time. So let's look at what the Tyee reports about him, and they give a content warning for this piece saying that the story contains far more swearing than you would expect in an article about municipal governance. So this written by Tyler Olson and Kristen Holliday from the Tyee. So before the defamation lawsuits, investigation, secret recordings, code of conduct complaints, and parade of lawyers, Reed Hamer Jackson was a car dealer who wanted to reduce crime in the area surrounding his business. So it sounds like he was good from the start. Today, he could rightly be called BC's most notorious local politician, whose string of scandals has helped inspire the province to consider rewriting the rule book for mayors and councillors. He is a a politician who generates head-shaking headlines and is easy to caricature, and yet in many ways he is fairly standard right-of-center populist politician with an everyman charisma and a seemingly genuine desire to see homeless people in Kamloops get help to improve their lives. The course of his mayorality did not seem predetermined when he was elected 3 years ago. Come on. Come on, guys. But here we are with the Kamloops as a national punchline. It's taxpayers on the hook for allegedly millions in legal bills and severance payouts. It's mayor told to work out of a basement of City Hall, and the provincial government looking to strengthen rules specifically to deal with rogue municipal politicians like Hamer Jackson. So, to understand this story says, one needs to get to know how he became... become familiar with his string of foes and grudges that seem unable to resolve, even if doing so might be in his own best interest. So we're going to talk a little more about that, but first I will play the song that I found that sent me on this little goose chase in the first place. So we'll come back after that. Please enjoy.
But yeah. Damon Jackson, used car sales fascist. He came up through the middle while neoliberal fingers twiddled, bobbling over the big C, leading to a three-way defeat. Now he's dismantled the drama. Is he a mayor or more mama? He didn't just kill City Pride, he also axed Trowin and got Dale Bass proposing the girl boss version of his idea of shipping the unhoused to Rayleigh that years ago she said made her feel sickly. Is he mayor, more mama, or goose stepper? I'm going for the ladder. I don't need cheese platters. I'm going up ladders just to yank off your cult leaders and the neighbors. I take this up with Tim Patrick and Brett Manier, cause I'm done being silent about Reese Veneer. Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Ayy. Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Ayy. Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Ayy. Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Ayy. Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? I wish Bill recorded me going off on this, not you. He would've never pump fake behind a cool view. He'd press record and then grade the flare verse. At least I know him and I are in the same universe. I know you and your stormtroopers wanna lick. You'll give me the ick like an expired 80s brick. Always losing the battle, always losing the war. If I was in your body, I wouldn't want it anymore. Reed, you still need to sell off all your properties. And your ink's still red and your lawyers need the cheese. You got docked by counsel, I'm talking to records. Minimum wage trip. You think you're respected? Could've led with your chest, yet you led with pride. Now you're scraping the seconds of your hide. Pontiac's burning on your lot, whole legacy in smoke. Now you're listed for millions, but your soul's been repoed. Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, hey. Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, hey. Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, hey. Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking about the used car sales fascist? Hey, why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking? Yeah. Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking? Why's nobody walking talking?
Why somebody walking talking? Why somebody walking talking about the used car sales fascist?
All right, that was Cam Flair with the used car sales fascist. And the reason that I know that there was something to talk about with this mayor in the first place. So as I was saying before, I'm reading this. This is from a piece by the Taiyi from 2025. And it sounds like things just continue on. So they haven't slowed down anyways. So things went off the rails immediately and irreparably as Kamloops got a first glimpse of its new mayor's bull in a china shop mentality. During the election campaign, he'd been critical of council, the city's bureaucracy, and nonprofits engaged in Kamloops' supportive housing sector. Heated rhetoric is common during elections. The powers of the BC mayor are limited and all changes must be approved by majority of council. That is how things work, for sure. So usually local politicians quickly realize that they must work together and set aside grudges to achieve their common goals. They also depend heavily on the city staff. Most mayors work closely with their chief administrative officer to create council agendas, shape communications, you know, like teamwork, collaboration. He had some common ground with several of his new colleagues. Bill Sarai joined multiple tours to an abstinence-focused treatment center organized by Hamer Jackson, and in his own campaign literature, he encouraged supporters to vote for four of the incumbent councillors. That could have been the foundation for a successful term. Instead, there was apparently a letter from an old foe and the new mayor's approach, so sparked an immediate crisis that sent lawyers scrambling. So on November 3rd, 2 days after council was inaugurated, a lawyer for prominent Kamloops social housing nonprofit called Ask Wellness wrote to the city's new mayor, who had frequently criticized Ask and its CEO, Bob Hughes, during the campaign. Addressed to Mayor Hamer Jackson and delivered to Kamloops City Hall, it was part olive branch, part warning. We can get more done and help a lot more people if we use our hands to build something together rather than point fingers, said the letter. The letter also warned that Hamer Jackson's previous comments diminished the reputation of the organization and set out defamation. He wrote that Ask wasn't planning to sue, but they do want to see an end to the comments. So 4 days later, Hamer Jackson's then personal lawyer replied and skipped any discussion of cooperation, calling them platitudes, and it directly addressed the threat of legal action. And they said, the thinly veiled threat of defamation action at some time in the future, if he continues to speak out on the issues of public concern that involve your clients, is duly noted. I would suggest that a prompt, unequivocal retraction of your client's allegations and an apology letter would be more conducive to forging constructive and cooperative relationships. So you can see there is a certain bullheaded approach that this gentleman is likes to take, and apparently these conflicts went on and on behind closed doors in open council meetings and even in the local media. Man, it truly is bananas. And I mean, look, I don't know a lot about this guy. I will say that this is sort of my first foray into this, but even just the fact that he is pushing for abstinence treatment, abstinence-based treatment, I don't agree with him on a philosophical level. So, you know, we're just not gonna get into that. I do feel some sympathy for the town because I'm sure he was elected on a certain level of charisma, and that is kind of what happens in these cases, is these charismatic guys get into powerful positions despite the fact that they are probably not the one. It's the way people vote, right? That sort of, I want to have a beer with this guy candidate, instead of like, this guy is actually good for my community candidate. And you know, and interestingly enough, this also from the CBC from April 18th, 2026, facing possible foreclosure on his car dealership, Kamloops mayor still plans to run for re-election. You guys, do not re-elect this man. It does not sound like he has done anything good for you. And if you're a young person in Kamloops who is now able to vote, vote. Look, I understand, and I have been in the last few years as close as I have ever been to not voting in an election because I find it so demoralizing how everyone is the same. But there are instances where the alternative is someone continues to run roughshod over your community. So do I think that you will absolutely get a better person in? No. Do I think that this person needs to be removed? It would seem that way. The idea that someone can face accusations of breach of the like conduct five separate times and keep his job is crazy. You've got to know that that's crazy. So I don't know. We'll see if there's more about to talk about him after, but we're going to play some music now. How about this one from Diode called Believe It or Not? And we will be back after this.
Out of the frame. Colors are oversaturated.
That was Believe It or Not by Diode. We've got a little bit more to talk about the Kamloops mayor. I don't really want to talk about him anymore, honestly. It looks like this one coming from Castanet, Kamloops.net, which so some local news. Kamloops Mayor Reed Hamer Jackson has a month to explain why he believes the judge was wrong to dismiss his defamation lawsuit against a city councillor. In January, BC Supreme Court Justice Jacqueline Hughes dismissed Hamer Jackson's lawsuits against Councillor Katie Neustater, determining the mayor's claim targeted the councillor for political speech. He is appealing the this decision. He has 30 days to complete the next step, which includes laying out the reason he thinks the judge got it wrong. He refused to provide an update on his appeal process when asked by Castanet earlier this week. His response came via text message. Why don't you care about our citizens, nurses, doctors, and support staff at RIH because of the system? He replied. So really not interested in taking much in the way of accountability. So that's okay. This lawsuit is apparently one of two that this mayor has against this person. The first was in saying that it started in 2023 and alleged that Neustater made false and defamatory statements about him when she read aloud a joint statement prepared by city councilors after he made sweeping changes to the city's committee structure early in his term. Neustater stated that she was pleased with the judge's findings and the recognition that Hamer Jackson had been targeting her because he sees her as a political opponent. So Hughes said that she found no evidence in the link between the harms that he is claiming and the statements made. However, Hughes noted that there was no evidence of anyone in the lawsuit. Hamer Jackson claimed that Neustater's statement indicated sexual misconduct on the part of the mayor. However, Hughes noted that there was no evidence of anyone interpreting the defendant's statements this way, as accusing the plaintiff of sexual impropriety prior to his own lawyer, David McMillan, first suggesting that in the case. So Hughes said that Hamer Jackson's evidence of harm consists of bare assertions of generalized harm, which are described in a single paragraph in his affidavit. Aside from the plaintiff's bare assertions, there is no evidence of a causal link between the harms alleged and this defendant's statements. The other piece, like I said, this is the second defamation lawsuit that Hamer Jackson has against Neustater. The first, because she supposedly made comments that he was surreptitiously tracking her movements, documenting when she uses the bathroom, engaging in creepy behavior and being an unsafe person, alleging that kind of sort of harassment behavior. And he filed defamation on that. And apparently there was another one because he was accused of groping a woman in a nightclub. All of this reporting comes from CastanetKamloops.net. So, and these all go back to 2023. So there's clearly not a great situation. I'm glad to hear that the judge is starting to see things the right way. And again, you guys cannot reelect this guy. Like you have to know that that's not on. You have to know that, right? Anyway, why not start my broadcasting career in Kamloops by spending the first hour of the show talking about the mayor, the highly controversial mayor? Don't feel too picked on because politicians are bad everywhere. But I thought maybe I would share a little bit. And, you know, look, I said before, like, lack of awareness about the municipal politics of places I don't live, maybe that's a blind spot for me, but goddamn, there's some special mayors out there. Obviously, as well, everything is alleged. Everything is my opinion. Nothing is a reflection of the opinions of any station that I am aired on, etc., 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 etc. Allegedly and etc. all that stuff, right? I think I covered all my bases now. So the first hour of this show is just about finished. If you want to see or hear or look at more of the stuff that I get up to all the time, feel free to head over to themarsh.ca and check out everything that's going on over there. And as I say that, a couple of things you will find. The digital versions of both the second edition of Skulk and the first edition of Glyph are available on themarsh.ca. My most recent release, Birdsong, is there. There's a link to my upcoming self-titled album, which has a bunch of singles that you can check out. What else? You can have a look at my lounge car session that has now been put up on YouTube. Thank you to CICK for having me. There's all kinds of stuff over there. themarsh.ca. You can find out everything. You can listen to more episodes of this show if you want to. Although, just looking at the page right now, for some reason the player is down, so I'm going to have to go and figure out where it went. Also, go to smithersradio.com and check out the other programs on that show and consider, inviting them to your community. I believe this next song is a Kamloops local, but I am going to make sure because I don't want to say that and have people come at me. Yes, okay. So this is a punk band from Kamloops, BC called Caustic, and we're going to play a song off of their tour tape, which came out July 16th, 2026. This was released independently on cassette in July to kick off their second tour. 5 new songs and a cover that can only be heard on the cassette. If someone has the cassette, you can send it to me. I want to hear the cover. I want to know what's going on. We're going to listen to No Hope off of that. And I hope that you supported Caustic on their tour. And I hope that they're cool dudes. Anyway, this is No Hope by Caustic. We will be back after the hour. No.